I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Dirt. Want to thank you for taking some time out to listen to the podcast of our show, brought to you by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
This is the Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague visit the insiders that are covering the stories you've heard about, and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
Man, so Kerry Eggers is still there? He got to be 105 years old.
So, Oklahoma City.
Jeez, Kerry.
Welcome back. Daily Ticker time here on the Sports Leader 1080 The Fan. Joining us now on the MVPHomeLoans.com Guild hotline, stuck in the Oklahoma City airport, is our good friend, 105-year-old Kerry Eggers, who is covering the Thunder Blazers game. Kerry, I don't know if you heard about this right away, if somebody alerted it to you on Twitter, but what were your thoughts, given your background with Charles, that he shouted you out that way?
Oh, my God, yes. Somebody, I was actually starting to write my story, and Twitter was starting to blow up on it. So I chuckled for a minute and finished my story and then, you know, then got into it. Yeah, I mean, the funny thing is, I just did a story less than 2 years ago with Charles on the phone, and it's not like it's been 100 years since we've seen each other, but he's a great guy. You know, it's funny, I was thinking about this, Brandon, you know, in those years in the 90s when I was doing the NBA for the Oregonian, you really got to know these guys, and a lot of the superstars were accessible. Karl Malone, for instance, was terrific. Shaq was great. Nowadays, I don't think you get that kind of access. They're just so much more protected, and you know, media representatives are not given the access as we were once were.
Mm. Well, and on that note, Kerry, I'm curious to ask you, because you were at the centerpiece of another talking thing out of Game 3, and that was asking Paul George about his reverse dunk at the end of the game, which we all know that Portland took a little offense to. Some national media members didn't like you know, asking that question. He gave you the next question. I guess just your thoughts on that interaction, and then the way, as a media member, you've been at all these games, how Oklahoma City and their players have treat the media, I guess.
Well, Andy, first of all, the question had to be asked, and I was the only Portland media guy that happened to be there when George was, so I asked it, and I thought I asked it in a direct manner, and he, it was right, you know, Russell and Paul were up there at the same time. Russell has a thing going with Barry Trammell, the Oklahoman, where he won't answer his questions. He always says next question. So Barry continues to ask him questions because he's not just going to, you know, cave under that. And Barry had just asked a question, and then I asked Paul, I identified myself from the Portland Tribune and said, why did you dunk at the end of the game? And he next questioned me. So, and then another writer said that, it was the manner in which the question was asked, and he was looking to make a point, and which I really wasn't, although I did in my heart, and everybody knows you don't do that at the end of a game, right? I mean, right. If you're ahead by 10 points, you don't go down and dunk. And yes, the Blazers were offended and said so. Some of them said so. So, yeah, I mean, I was surprised that another member of the media would call me out on that, because I really don't think I did anything wrong.
Yeah, I thought that was weird. And I don't know if you were able to go talk to Royce Young at all yesterday, but I'd imagine somebody like yourself has a point to step to him and go, dude, what was that about? I just asked an obvious question.
Well, he actually sought me out at halftime last night, and we talked about it, and I think we agreed to disagree. He sort of apologized, and we just let it go at that.
Yeah. Kerry Eggers, our guest, Portland Tribune, portlandtribune.com. Go find his great work there. He's down in OKC getting his way back now. We heard you're going to be delayed in Chicago till about 5 o'clock. So a long travel day for you, so we're glad that you could join us here at the airport.
Yeah.
What are you most surprised about, Kerry? From everything you've seen, the Blazers being up 3-1, what has surprised you the most in this series?
Well, I picked them to win in 7, Brandon. So that hasn't surprised me that they won a game in OKC. I guess, I thought that the Thunder would shoot a little better than they have. They've shot very poorly. I think 41 maybe I think actually now they're under 40% from the field, very poorly from three, as you know, 10 for 61 those first two games. And really, that's been the difference. Portland shot pretty well, really well from three. And you know, they've been the better team. They have more depth. Cantor has I think, outplayed Adams with the help of Zach Collins and Myers Leonard and you know, and obviously Lillard and McCollum. They're the two best players. Paul George has played pretty well, but not shot very well. But in the two best players in the series are Lillard and McCollum.
Well, how nice has that been just to see Dame have this kind of moment? I mean, it seems like he's really burst onto the national scene. Everybody's talking about him, especially after some of the ups and downs that have, you know, they've gone through in the playoffs the last couple of years. And then you add in everything that he does on and off the court with the way he handles fans and media and all that stuff. How enjoying has that been for you just to watch him have this kind of moment in the sun right now?
Well, I guess I would say, Andy, that I think he's actually, you know, I think by getting second team all league last year, I mean, I think that the thing about him not being known is gone. And, you know, everybody that follows the game knows he's one of the top 10 players in the game now. So, and you have to, let's keep this in perspective. They haven't won a series yet. They right. certainly have got off to a better start than they did a year ago, but as far as a person and a player, Damian's at the top level. He's certainly shown he and CJ the class they've shown as opposed to George and Westbrook is pretty vivid.
Yeah. Kerry, is he in this category? And I'm not saying that this happened with you because you're obviously a longtime sports writer here covering the landscape of things. But you know, every so often, I find it hard to not allow the human element to play a factor in covering something and. Even if you're middle of the road in the way you report things, do you find yourself at times kind of rooting for him to play well? Like, is he in that category of athletes where you're just around it, you know what kind of person he really is in front of the camera, behind the camera? Does he fall in that category for you?
Well, maybe it's just because I've been at this so long. I mean, yeah, you do develop a feeling of respect and you know, but I'm not close to Damian. We certainly know each other professionally. I respect him. I think he respects me, and he's been great in the times that we've interacted. But mm-hmm. you know, I as far as rooting for him, you really have to separate yourself on that. And you know, listen, I live in Portland, and the people that I'm reporting for are 95% fans of that team. So I'm aware of that in the reporting that I do as well.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that gets lost sometimes going into series, Kerry, is especially in the NBA, I feel like when you have these superstars, is the coaching matchups and how, you know, how guys are going to draw things up and try and attack the opposing team. And that to me has been one of the bigger themes through four games is Terry Stotts out coaching Billy Donovan. How impressed have you been by the job Stotts has done? And are you surprised at all that maybe Billy Donovan either isn't attacking cancer more, or maybe not doubling Dame and CJ a little bit more? What have you made of the coaching matchup?
Well, Terry has done a great job with this team, and it's not just been this series, but it's been a process of the last, I'd say, 3 years. And, you know, they were so young 3 years ago, and now these guys are mature. I think it's really kind of a perfect storm, and these guys are hitting their peak at this. This was Neil Olshey's plan, by the way, to have these guys hit their peak at the same time. They also got very fortunate in picking up Cantor and Hood, and Cantor especially has just been very important to this group. Without him, they'd still have been okay, but now they're pretty good with him and Collins and Myers in the middle. I mean, it's amazing to me when I think about, really, that they lost their starting center, their third best player, and they're still one of the top three teams, I think, in the West. So I guess it's in a long answer to your question, I do think Terry is out-coached Billy Donovan. They just seem to be prepared for most everything that Oklahoma City is thrown at him.
Yeah. Kerry, I'll get you out of here on this one. I know yesterday he kind of answered the question and didn't next question it, but what would your approach be if you were Barry Trammell and you're dealing with the team's face of the franchise and that's happening to you?
Well, I respect Barry's, and everybody that's in this business respects him. He does a good job. He's done nothing to Russell Westbrook. So I guess I don't know how I would handle it, but I think he's handling it very well. And it was funny last night. I don't know if you guys saw the post game, but Westbrook, the first question that he asked, he answered a little differently. He said, yeah. Good question. And then he kind of paused, and I thought, oh, he's going to actually answer it. And he says, I don't know. And then he gave him another, I don't know, a second question. So, you know, he's being unnecessarily a jerk, but maybe that's just his makeup. I don't know.
Yeah, Kerry Eggers, Portland Tribune, covering the Blazers here, traveling back from OKC. You've got the Game 5 elimination game for Portland tomorrow night at the Moda Center to send Oklahoma City into the offseason. Kerry, thanks so much for taking the time for us at the airport. We appreciate it, my man, and we'd love to get you back on soon.
Thank you, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.